With the clock ticking down to the World Cup, FIFA has begun looking for what it calls the heart of the tournament, the volunteers to help put on a successful event. Football's governing body president Gianni Infantino was at a glitzy event in Qatar's capital Doha to encourage fans to sign up.
It will of course be an incredible journey, a journey that will give you memories that will follow you for your entire life. But more important than that, you are the first face, the first smile that any visitor to Qatar will find when he comes here.
As with previous World Cups, volunteers will work across stadiums, training sites, the airport, and fan zones. They'll be there to help some of the million expected visitors to the country find their way.
So we're really looking for volunteers who are, you know, who want to help, who have that smile, who have that openness. And we see every World Cup, they bring really the joyful atmosphere to the World Cup.
I call it the glue. You know, and the glue is important because they help to bring all the dynamics together for such a massive tournament.
Qatar is looking for 20,000 volunteers for this year's tournament. That's more than the 17,000 that worked in Russia 4 years ago and more than the 14,000 that worked in Brazil in 2014.
Applications are open on FIFA's website. You must be at least 18 years old by October the 1st and can come from anywhere in the world but must be able to speak English. But being a volunteer doesn't entitle you to a ticket to any of the games. And it's worth remembering that volunteers won't be paid and they'll have to cover all of their transport and accommodation costs to get to Qatar. World Cup organisers, though, are keen to stress that it's an opportunity to be part of history at the first World Cup in the Middle East.
Come to Qatar and be the open arms, be the welcoming smile and the cheerful voice of our country and the region. Be the heart, be the soul, be the energy that everyone feels during the World Cup.
Qatar has signed up to host the biggest show in football, but it's hoping the world will come to help. Joanna Gajroska, Al Jazeera, Doha.